If you're interested in what I look like in real life, then make sure you check out my Instagram at Joe the Insomniac. I love to go for night jogs, and my dog loves to accompany me on them. I live in a very rural area. There's literally miles of forest around where I live. Some people might be scared of night jogging because of this, but to me, it was normal, to be honest. So, when I went for a jog one evening about 4 years ago, nothing felt different. I had my dog with me, and the sun hadn't started setting, but it was close, so it meant I still had a while worth of sunlight, enough to get a good jog in. So I get my headphones on and set off like normal. Now, from the moment I set off, I had this eerie feeling like I was being watched, and I just couldn't shake it for the duration of the journey. It was really odd. I've literally never had that before. I always felt pretty safe because it's so close to home. But anyway, that wasn't going to deter me. I had some really good music on my phone, so I was really content. I started listening to some podcasts and really unwinding. I stopped for a moment so me and my dog can grab a quick drink. Now I'm pouring water into my hands at a cup for my dog to drink out of when he suddenly stops and looks around. I think this is really weird because he was acting fine up until this point. But literally, it's like something's drained the life out of him and he doesn't want to move and cowers next to me. I think this is really odd because he's literally never done this before, and that feeling of being watched won't leave me, but I've kind of grown used to it now. I decide to walk a little further up ahead just to see if he'll start acting normal, but he doesn't. Instead, all of the life suddenly returns to his body, and he starts barking very aggressively. I've never seen him like this before, and I look up to try and see what he's barking at. And suddenly, my heart drops. I can see four hooded figures up in the tree line staring at us holding torches. They must be some kind of cultist group because of the way they're dressed. This is the stuff of nightmares. I go to shout out to them to say we mean no harm, but words won't come out. One of them looks at me, raises their finger to their mouth, and gestures for me to be quiet. And they continue off. And that's all I needed to see. I immediately start running like I've never ran before. My dog was so scared, he was running slightly ahead of me, and ended up sprinting the entire way home before the sun had even set it was that fast. And from that day, I never went night jogging again. It was back in 2010, and I just started college. I arrived pretty early, as the traffic I figured would be much more worse than it turned out to be. So to kill some time, I decided to go to a Walmart across the streets. After shopping some MGT and buying some food, I made my way out, and once I stepped off the curb, a man started following. This guy is probably between his late 30s and early 40s. He looks pretty unkempt, ripped jeans, and looking old. He has a faded shirt that looked like it was once a designer, or had writing on it, and a baseball cap that only showed somewhat of the writing on it. Once he stopped, he come up to me and said, "Hey man, I hate to bother you, but I was doing construction work and ran out of gas for my truck. Could you help me out and drive me to the gas station, please? I'm alone and pretty desperate." Obviously, that seems sketchy, so instead of a lift, I offer him $10, thinking it might be a guy down on his luck. To my surprise, though, he immediately shot down my offer and instead continued insisting that he can be driven to the gas station and pay for gas, and then he'd drive me back. Needless to say, this all seemed incredibly bizarre, and I told him no and that I'm in a hurry. Now, instead of leaving it alone, he began to tell me, "Man, come on. I'm alone here, and my truck is on E. I'm stranded by myself." When I continued to walk away, he began to try and grab at my arm while continually begging. I quickly realized that we were in a weird position, and every time he went to grab me, I'd walk away. He was leading me more and more away from the store and more towards the parking lot, which was not very full this early in the morning. Now, I really don't want to be led away from the store. So I walked back towards the store and I said I forgot something inside. He pretty quickly backed off since I made this comment. I think he didn't want to go inside the store and risk being seen by others. This may sound like overreacting, but by now, I'm freaking out. I've never had someone actually try and grab me like that, and lots of things are running through my head, not wanting him to do anything else. I alert the front desk about what's going on, and they said they'd handle it. Now, honestly, I don't know if they did or didn't, because I quickly went to the other exit and sprinted to my car. Once I was in my car, I noticed he was walking away from his spot, and I assumed that either they kicked him out or he accepted defeat for the day. I was curious, so I watched him walk to the back of the parking lot and get in a big truck. My heart sank when he pulled away, as I noticed three other heads pop up from the back seat who were hiding out of view. To make things more sketchy, he didn't pull up to the nearest gas station, instead pulled onto the highway. Obviously something someone alone would not do, and not running out of gas. I need to mention first, I'm an insomniac. Wee, he's part of the gang. 2 weeks ago, I felt I would not be able to go to sleep, so I decided to go for a walk at around 12:30 PM. Considering that I'm 6'2", 250-pound male in decent shape, I never felt scared to walk at night, thinking more the opposite, that people might be concerned about me. But around 10 minutes into my walk, I got a chill in my spine. Something wasn't right. I glanced around me and noticed someone on the other side of the street wearing a hoodie walking. I try and shake it off, telling myself it's just another insomniac maybe, but the chill would not go away, and something's off with the other guy. I start walking faster, deciding I'm gonna cut my walk short and head home instead. Now, he even starts walking faster. At this point, I was sweating like crazy. He's keeping up the pace. 5 minutes have now passed and I'm sweating more. I turn my head and he's there still, but I get a better look at him. That's when I notice something else on the side of the road. It's another person wearing a hoodie about 3 meters behind me. My brain goes to panic mode and I start running as fast as I could. Soon, I heard their footsteps catching up to me. This is by the point I'm close to home, so I knew the layout easily, but they're very close. I jump over a bike crack and went down into a dirt trail that went into a small forest near my house. At that point, I knew they were still following me, but were not right on my trail since there was a delay before they hit the dirt path. My lungs are on fire and I don't care. I diverged from the main path and went into the forest, running through the trees in a smaller path that led to one of my neighbor's backyards. I ran up to the other side of my street, to my house, turn the corner, and go through the bushes around my house, entering my back door, with my whole body on fire. By that point, I peeked through my window and saw them running past my house. I was safe. But I saw something that made my body go from burning to freezing in a split second. Both of them had knives in their hands. Now, I don't know if it was because of the running or because of the fear. Probably both, but I end up throwing up. So, to whoever those guys were, I hope I never see you again. In 1989, I went camping with my friend and his family in the White Mountains in Arizona. We were either in Sholo or Gear. My friend's family slept in the camper while the friend and I slept in the four-wheel drive Blazer. I was about 5'10", and I remembered that the Blazer was lifted, making it hard to climb into. I was sleeping in the front seat while my friend was sleeping in the back seat. Around 2 a.m, I woke up to a strange dark figure staring into the vehicle at me. It was so large that it covered the entire front passenger window. The hairs on my neck and arms were standing up, and I'm frozen in fear, so much so I can't even alert my friend. I just laid there motionless. I've watched, and he's watching me for minutes, until finally walking away. I remember telling my friend's dad that morning, and he brushed it off as just another camper. But what bothered me is that it must have been a massively tall person to be able to peer in like that, or they literally climbed up to look in. I'm much older now, but this has always haunted me. I just wish it was taken more seriously at the time. I was returning home from a friend's place at about 8 p.m. I had left my phone with my mum and had absolutely no money with me. My friend found me a cab and gave me some money for the fare. The cab driver told me that he had to recharge his phone in the middle of the ride, and I saw him talking on the phone in a shop nearby. I didn't think much of it. A few minutes later, when he was driving, I noticed that we're in the dark and isolated part of the city, and there was trash bags everywhere. We were on the street for a long time when suddenly, in the middle of the ride, he said he had to make a call. He was talking to someone while making sure I didn't hear it, and I start getting alarmed. When he comes back in the cab, I pretend that my wallet was my phone, and in the local language, pretend to tell my mum the number of the cab and the description of the driver. That seemed to change his behaviour, and he was completely cooperative with me and drove me wherever I wanted. My parents were very angry at me when I got home and told them this, and the story still gives me chills. Some 20 odd years ago, I was reconnected with a family member. Said family lived way up in the hills of Northern Carolina and had given me directions to their house. I was driving my vehicle with my sister in hers, following behind. We each had CB radios, so we communicated on the way. Now while we're driving, I thought I was on the correct road, and the dirt road immediately climbed at a very steep incline. We slowly make our way up, and around this road, it comes out to a dead end. At the dead end was an old rundown house with a huge front porch. On the porch was lots of objects, including an ironing board leaning against the window, crates of soda, and some bags, etc. An older gentleman was sitting in a rocking chair and had a long rifle sitting across his lap. To his left, I assume is his wife, who had one of them old-time washer tubs under her feet. Then there were several barefoot kids running around. They had stopped when we pulled up to the house. It just feels really odd. Every one of them stops and starts staring at us. I slowly rolled down the window and said very politely, "Excuse me, sir, I think we took the wrong turn." He slowly rocks in his chair and grabs a rifle, cocking it, saying, "Yep." I pick up the CB and scream to my sister to back out of it, and we speed all the way back to the highway. It's easily one of the most surreal things I've ever experienced in my life. I often like to go out running in the summer or whenever the weather is nice. This happened a week before I was supposed to start high school. I thought about going running that day, but I got the idea in the morning, and I run in the evening while the sun is still up, but it's not boiling hot. Well, of course, I forgot my promise to myself, and only remember it at around 9 p.m. Now it's the end of summer, so the sun is setting much sooner than I'm used to, and I go, I'll get back in like an hour, so I'll be fine. I already have been putting off running, so I don't want to put it off again. I should probably mention that I'm female, though. And even though a lot of girls I know change the side of the road they walk on when they see someone who appears drunk, even distantly, I always call them idiots, because I'm ready to run, or take the first route out of there whenever someone tries to get me. And I also live in a far less populated area, out of town, where literally everyone knows each other, so I felt extremely safe. What a naive fool, I know. So I go out and start my run, and it's fine. It's getting a bit dark, but I can still see the running track is all good. So I start feeling pretty chilled out. I see a pair walking in front of me. When I get closer, they turn out just to be teen guys, and I run past them with no problem. When I finally reach the usual part of my run where I turn around, a cemetery, it has already gotten pretty dark. I drink some water from my bottle and just stand under a tree next to a gate in the territory of the cemetery, but don't sit down where I usually do, because the bench is next to a fence and the darkness has finally made me uneasy, realizing that I'm alone. It's pretty funny that that's what scared me the most at the time. When I was catching my breath, I stay for a few more minutes just listening to the wind. I see a bike drive past the cemetery, taking the route I will take while running back. I leave my resting place, and it's gone really dark. Dark enough that I could barely see 2 meters in front of me. I start slowly running back. After 15 meters, I hear voices. Couple more, and I can clearly hear someone talking now. My thoughts immediately jump to a conclusion that there's at least 2 people in front of me if I'm hearing a conversation. Now I slow down, even more until I finally get close enough to hear what's actually being said. Keep in mind it's completely dark, and this road doesn't even have street lights, so I can't see anything. I get close enough to finally make out words, and my heart sinks at what I can hear. I can't recall exact words, but it's along the lines of, I see this girl, I could just pull her into the bushes. There were tall bushes lining either side of the track. As I've said, my heart stops, but I immediately go into fight or flight. I can hear my heart beating in my ears. I'm full of adrenaline, the bad kind. I know I just can't stop, or he'll know I heard what he said. So I continue to walk, but thank God the track is separated from the road by a small grass field. So I go to the side of the road, making some distance between us now. I keep looking at him. Keep in mind, I still don't even know how many people are there. But I see a square of light, presumably from a phone. I then hear him jump on his bicycle and drive off. He's talking on his phone. I walk on the side of the road for another good few minutes until I'm sure he's far away from me, and once I get back on the running track, I sprint like crazy to get home. All the way back, I'm literally shaken with fear and looking at the bushes, so worried he's going to jump out after me. I have my water bottle ready to throw it at them. When I finally reached the first road lights, I felt like I escaped death. This is the most scary thing that happened to me while I was jogging, and I've never went out that late again alone.